This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has renewed his call to embrace Swadeshi goods and avoid unnecessary purchase of gold and destination weddings abroad. In a video message, the Prime Minister asked Indians to shun leisure trips abroad, avoid getting married overseas, and refrain from buying gold unless necessary.
Swadeshi ka mantra, vocal for local. Videshon ki yatraen, agar ghumne phirne jaate hain, to nahi karna chahiye. Shaadi bah videshon mein karte hain, nahi karna chahiye. Made in India ke मंत्र को जीना चाहिए और जरूरत न हो तो सोना भी नहीं खरीदना चाहिए। हम जितना ज्यादा स्वदेशी पर बल देंगे, जितना आत्मनिर्भर पर बल देंगे, मुझे पक्का विश्वास है जब आजादी के 100 साल होंगे, हम हमारी युवा पीढ़ी को विकसित भारत सुप्रत करेंगे। हमारी युवा पीढ़ी के सपनों को हम आज अपने परिश्रम से साकार करके रहेंगे और इसलिए आइए देशवासी, हम पुरुषार्थ में कोई कमी न रखें। हमारी नीति सही है, हमारी नीयत साफ है और 140 करोड़ देशवासियों की शक्ति आज एकजुट होकर के देश को नई ऊंचाइयों पर ले जा रही है।
Mr. Modi congratulated the country on recording 7.8% economic growth and spoke of the need to promote self-reliance and give greater emphasis to Swadeshi products. The Prime Minister said India is progressing rapidly despite global uncertainty, wars, crises and disruptions to supply chains. Taking a swipe at his critics, he said some people within the country, drowned in an atmosphere of despair, are spreading the lies all around. Mr. Modi said the country's youth will see their dreams being realized through the hard work being put in today. He also called on citizens to continue contributing to the country's progress, saying the government's policies and intentions are right. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the valedictory session of the Ministry of Jal Shakti's departmental summit in New Delhi today. The two-day departmental summit, which commenced yesterday, is the first in a series of departmental summits envisioned by the Prime Minister to strengthen the spirit of Team India and deepen cooperative federalism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon member countries of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, to dismantle the entire ecosystem of terrorist financing, recruitment, radicalization and safe havens. Addressing the 26th SCO summit in Bishkek yesterday, the Prime Minister said there can be no place for double standards on terrorism. Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sibi George, said in a media briefing that the Prime Minister expressed concern with the ongoing conflicts in different parts of the world. The government has reduced the stock holding limit for sugar dealers from 4,000 quintals to 2,000 quintals effective from the 15th of this month till 30th of November this year. The new stock limit is aimed to curb hoarding and speculative trading, protect consumer interest by ensuring adequate availability and price stability. At present, a stock holding limit of 4,000 quintals on sugar dealers across the country is effective from 1st of August this year. Under the amended provisions, a sugar dealer shall not hold any stock for a period exceeding 30 days from the date of receipt of such stock. The government said the country has adequate availability of onion and it has begun a calibrated and targeted release of buffer stocks through Kanda Express and road transport to ensure moderation of seasonal price pressures. The Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said that retail intervention efforts have expanded significantly across 19 cities, supported by the dispatch of over 30 trucks to ensure widespread availability. Prime Minister of Belgium, Bart De Wever, will be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. During the visit, he will hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi to discuss the entire spectrum of bilateral relations and regional and global issues of mutual interest. In badminton, India's leading shuttlers, including Lakshya Sen, Kidambi Srikanth and Tanvi Sharma, will begin their campaigns today at the China Masters Super 750 in Shenzhen. Top seed Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will also lead India's challenge in men's doubles, with Devika Sehag among the other Indians in action. And that is the end of this news bulletin.